Jeff, Democrats are pushing for greater voting access on college campuses. What effect could that have, especially in swing states?
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the polls, when you're looking at every single poll in these battleground states being within the margin of error, you realize that turning out any particular favorable group of voters could make or break the entire election. So it makes sense for Democrats to be focused on college campuses, targeting groups of voters who have historically not had very high voting turnout rates compared to other age groups. And so those are the kinds of voters that could make or break the election come November. And one thing that's interesting in just my conversations with sources watching the polls is that it's so close. You're hearing from both sides who are able to take that data and spin it into what they view as a positive way forward. Even I've been hearing from Republicans who point out that even though Harris has had, you know, a little bit of an edge over Trump in some of these battleground states, that they compare Trump's polling this year to polling in 2016 and they see improvement there. So Republicans still see a path forward even as Trump is down, you know, a couple points in most of these polls.
So here's something coming at you, Alexei, because Trump is trying to raise money any way he can. He's now selling a commemorative coin costing $100. His wife, Melania, now selling a pendant costing $600. And then there are the watches. Most cost $500, but there's a gold model that costs a whopping $100,000. Where is this money even going? Does it go to the campaign or does it go to Trump personally?
I think we all know where any money that gets into Trump's orbit ultimately ends up, which is benefiting himself in some way. Obviously, he still has legal fees to pay off and will face more legal challenges starting in the new year, no matter what happens in this election. But it's just another classic Trump grift. I mean, nothing screams I'm broke more than selling and hawking sneakers, Bibles, gold watches, coins, getting back into Bitcoin and NFT. I mean, I feel like he's trying to set himself up maybe for a post-election loss and open up some business avenues that way.
Last hour was suggested maybe HSN, Home Shopping Network. Anyway, Steph, let's look at the rules for the vice presidential debate on Tuesday between Governor Tim Walz and Senator J.D. Vance. They are similar to the presidential debates that we saw, but instead of microphones completely muted when it's not the candidate's turn to speak, the rules state, quote, CBS News reserves the right to turn off candidates' microphones. So as you look at Walz and Vance's communication styles, what do you expect to happen if mics stay turned on as the other candidate speaks?
It will be fascinating to see how this plays out, especially comparing kind of the two very different, experiences we've seen between the two VP picks. You know, Vance had a pretty difficult beginning after Trump named him his VP choice. We've heard reporting that Republicans were not sure he was the right choice. Meanwhile, Walz has been received with a lot of fanfare, a lot of support. I know one thing that we're definitely going to be hearing about from the two of them is talking about, you know, kind of their military experience. We can expect barbs there. What I'm curious about is whether Walz's kind of likable, chill personality still works in a debate format, or whether we see Senator Vance, you know, come forward a little bit more aggressively and if that works to his favor.
Okay. Last to you, Alexei, what are you expecting on Tuesday night at the debate?
I mean, obviously, Governor Walz doesn't have to play cleanup as much as Vance will have to. So that's certainly going to help him. And, you know, something fascinating the polls has found is that Walz has been overperforming with men, with male voters compared to J.D. Vance. Obviously, we know how he's tried to paint this picture of himself as some masculine candidate alongside Trump. So to Steph's point, we'll be very curious to see whether and how he almost tries to bully Walz on the stage or sort of take up more space than him in that way to be intimidating or masculine in his view.
Okay, I guess we'll see. Alexei and Steph, it's good to see you both. Come see me again. I like this combination.
Thank you for listening. You're listening to Public Affairs on WRCT Pittsburgh.
We could all use a little help navigating the news these days. The Consider This podcast wants to give you a hand. 6 days a week, we'll help you make sense of the day's biggest news story and what it means for you in less than 15 minutes. Listen now to the Consider This podcast from NPR.
From KUT and KUTX Studios.
Hey. the University of Texas at Austin, KUT Radio. This is In Black America.
So as the head of diverse segments, my responsibilities are to grow home ownership opportunities for underserved communities. And when we say underserved communities, we talk about low and moderate income communities and low and moderate income people. So those customers who make less than 80% of the median income for that area. I'm also accountable for growing diverse lending.
Learning the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh, online at WRCT.org.
Hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. That I love her. I woke up this morning, realized what I had done. I stood alone in the cold gray dawn and knew I'd lost my morning sun. I lost my head and I said some things. Now comes the heartaches that the morning brings. I know I'm wrong, but I couldn't see. I let my world slip away from me. So hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her? Tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her?
Skip a rope. Skip a rope. Oh, listen to the children while they play. Now ain't it kind of funny what the children say? Skip a rope. Daddy hates mommy, mommy hates dad. Last night you should have heard the fight they had. Gave little sister another bad dream. She woke us all up with a terrible scream. Skip a rope. Skip a rope. Oh, listen to the children while they play. Now ain't it kind of funny what the children say? Skip a rope. Cheat on your taxes, don't be a fool. Now what was that they said about a golden rule? Never mind the rules, just play to win. And hate your neighbor for the shade of his skin. Skip a rope. skip a rope. Oh, listen to the children while they play. Now ain't it kind of funny what the children say? Skip a rope. Stab them in the back, that's the name of the game. And mommy and daddy are who's to blame? Skip a rope. Skip a rope. Just listen to your children while they play. It's really not very funny what the children say. Skip a rope. Skip a rope. Skip a rope. Skip a rope. Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet, threw my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Then I washed my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my mind the night before with cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid playing with a can that he was kicking. Then I walked across the street and caught the Sunday smell of someone's frying chicken. And Lord, it took me back to something that I lost somewhere, somehow along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl that he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to the songs they were singing. Then I headed down the street and somewhere far away a lonely bell. And it echoed through the canyons like a disappearing dreams of yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down.
County, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. Wichita lineman is still on the
sunshine. Wake up, sleepy head. Why'd we move that Bojangle clock so far away from the bed? Just one more minute, that's why we moved it. One more hug or two. Do you love waking up next to me as much as I love waking up next to you? I'll make the bed, I'll fix your lunch and you fix mine. Now tell me the truth, do these old shoes look funny? Honey, it's almost 9. Now you be careful, gotta go. I love you, have a beautiful day, and kiss the happiest girl in the whole USA.
For acoustic music, puzzles, interviews, and live performances weekly, join host Larry Berger for the Saturday Light Brigade to get your weekend off to a good start. That's the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings, right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Been drinking and or running round with men and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be bringing up your little girl this way. And it was signed by the secretary, Harper Valley PTA. Johnson wore her mini skirt into the room. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say. She said, "I'd like to address this meeting of the Harper Valley PTA. Well, there's Bobby Taylor sitting there, and seven times he's asked me for a date. And Mrs. Taylor sure seems to use a lot of ice whenever he's away. And Mr. Baker, can you tell us why your secretary had to leave this town? And shouldn't Gwyneth Jones be told to keep her window shades off full completely down?" A little patent place, and you're all-
man to blame. It wasn't God who made honky tonk angels, as you said in the words of your song. Too many times married men think they're still single. That has caused many a good girl to go wrong.
Lightning.
Well, the G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
What lightning.
And right away I knew, as my eyes bugged out and my face turned blue. Lightning started flashing, thunder started clashing.
What lightning.
Well, the G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
What lightning.
Morning as he hit the ground. Mighty, mighty pleasing, your pappy's corn's pleasing.
White lightning.
The G-man.
white lightning.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried. A one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my Mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried, Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried, Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
I gutted bed and that ain't good.
Think about your mother, your sister, your girlfriend. One in six women is a victim of sexual assault. Now think about your father, your brother, your best friend. Men are victims too. Rape can happen to anyone. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, encouraging you to call the National Sexual Assault Hotline to learn how to support someone you love. Call 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.org.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Noor with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Asthma affects 25 million people nationwide, and every day 10 people die with it, with African American women and children being most at risk. Early warning signs include coughing, especially at night, or with exercise and wheezing. Almost all asthma can be effectively managed with a good action plan. So talk with your doctor today, and for more information, visit aawellnessproject.org.
I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Problems, there's nothing.